And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here is the rock and roll news for the week of January 5th. Pat Boone began filming the movie Bernadine this week in 1957. In 2003, Little Richard was a guest on the TV show The Simpsons. Elton John canceled all live performances for a year after he went through throat surgery in 1987. Bobby Helms filmed a role in the movie The Case Against Brooklyn this week in 1958. A year earlier, in 57, Elvis Presley was filmed from the waist up on his third and final appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Dick Clark-produced TV show Happening 68 premiered this week in 1968. In 1962, Chubby Checker's The Twist returned to number one on the charts and the only rock song to do that by the same artist ever. Gary U.S. Bonds did sue Chubby Checker, by the way, claiming Dancing Party, another song, sounded too much like Quarter to Three. That all took place in 1963, and the suit was settled out of court. In 1966, The Who and The Kinks performed on the last Shindig TV show. Eddie Cochran arrived in England this week in 1960 to begin a tour. Sadly, he will die there in an April 17th accident. The first U.S. Beatles album, Introducing the Beatles, was released this week in 1964 on VJ Records. Dutch and British police recovered 500 Beatles master tapes that were stolen in the 70s, and they found them in 2003. In 1963, the Whiskey-A-Go-Go nightclub, where many of Johnny Rivers' hits were recorded, opened in West Hollywood. Paul Simon became the first international performer to play in Johannesburg, South Africa, after a UN apartheid boycott was lifted in 1992. In 1956, production began on the movie Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley. An Elvis stamp was issued by the United States Postal Service this week in 1993, and it became the very best-selling stamp even to this day. Fabian received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2002. The Galaxy of Stars UNICEF benefit concert that featured the Bee Gees, Rod Stewart, Olivia Newton-John, and others happened this week in 1979. James Brown received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1997. The Rolling Stones began their very first headline tour in England in 1964, and it started in Harrow, England. Bill Haley made his first overseas concert appearance in 1957, and it was in Newcastle, Australia. Britain's Royal Mail issued a series of Beatles postage stamps this week in 2007. Also in 2007, the Flint, Michigan home of and the Mysterians was destroyed by fire. In the studio, the Supremes recorded Stop in the Name of Love in 65. Chuck Berry recorded Sweet Little 16 and Reelin' Rockin' this week in 1958. In the studio in 1970, the Friends of Distinction recorded Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Elvis Presley's first RCA recording session took place in Nashville, Tennessee this week in 1956. And among the songs that was recorded at that session, Heartbreak Hotel. The Temptations recorded The Way You Do, The Things You Do in 64. Roger Miller cut Dang Me and Chug-A-Lug in 64 as well. Jimi Hendrix recorded Purple Haze in 67. The Beach Boys cut Do You Want to Dance in 65. Bobby V recorded Charms in 1963. Sarah Vaughan cut Broken Hearted Melody in 1958. And Lou Christie recorded the original uncensored version of Rhapsody in the Rain this week in 1966. And finally, the Hollies recorded On a Carousel this week in 67. Birthdays: Wilbert Harrison, born in 1929. Sam Phillips, legendary owner of Sun Records, born this week in 1923. Doris Troy, born in 37. Nino Tempo is 85. Van McCoy, born in 44. Paul Revere, born this week, 1938. Kenny Loggins turns 72. Danny Williams, born in 42. The late L.D. Young from Young Holt Unlimited and Ramsey Lewis Trio, born in 1936. Elvis was born this week in 1935. Little Anthony Gourdin, 79. David Bowie, born in 47. Shirley Bassey turns 83 this week. Robbie Krieger from The Doors, 74. Bill Graham, the well-known, renowned concert promoter of the Fillmore's East and West, having her birthday born in 1931. Crystal Gayle is 69, Joan Baez, 79, Jimmy Page from the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin, 76, Domenico Modugno, born this week, 1928, Roy Head turns 79, Jim Croce, born this week in 1943, Rod Stewart turns 75, Johnny Ray, born in 27, Donald Fagen from Steely Dan is 72. Ronnie Hawkins, 85. Sal Mineo, born 1939. Soupy Sales, born in 1926. Scott Engel Walker from the Walker Brothers, born in 1943. Billy Cowsill from the Cowsills, born in 48. The Atlantic Records producer Jerry Wexler, who worked with Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Laverne Baker, and so many others, born this week in 1917. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939, and the late Slim Harpo, born this week, 1924. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 5th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, and then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.